I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And lastly, Shah Khan, David Caldwell, Gus Bradley, I appreciate you for making this happen. Goodbye.
And with that, fullback Greg Jones calls it a career after 10 NFL seasons. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher. That's the biggest news around Everbank Field today. Greg Jones calls it a career. He signed a one-day deal to retire as a Jaguars player. A second-round draft pick back in 2004 out of Florida State. Now, Johnny really made his name as a lead blocker for Fred and Maurice here.
Yeah, he did. And this is one of those days where it's really neat to do this job because you get to see a guy who clearly appreciated this franchise. He appreciated being around the fans. He appreciated everything about it. And it's a tough day, but you could also tell it was a day that meant a lot to him. So, again, a neat day to be around it. And as you said, Greg was a guy who started out, and I asked him in the press conference, you know, you started out as a running back and obviously had those dreams and became a lead blocker and became a very, beloved figure around here.
No doubt.
Fans really identified with him. Certainly players did. So, you know, he said, yeah, the career didn't quite go maybe the way he imagined it as a big-time frontline running back. But you could tell this was a guy who was satisfied and proud of what he did in the NFL.
They don't make him any stronger or tougher than Craig Jones, and he is proud to be a Jaguar.
I'm always going to be a Jaguar, man. You just don't know how important the organization is to me and my family and the city of Jacksonville. And it's just unexplainable. You know, I love the Jaguars and Jacksonville, and I want to be a part, you know, just want to be a part of the organization for the rest of my life.
Of course, the other big news around Everbank Field today, the offensive coordinator search continues. Doug Marrone reportedly interviewed on Wednesday. Greg Olsen, Raiders assistant, former Jags assistant, reportedly in the building today, and this process just keeps on going.
Yeah, it does. And I've said a couple of times the last couple of days, it felt like in the last couple of days that this process is getting to the point where Gus Bradley's getting his guys, and he's getting some guys that he feels like are the right fit. I'm not sure which of those guys will be in what roles. I mean, I think you're looking at Doug Marrone, offensive line, maybe some coordinator. Greg Olsen, quarterback, maybe some coordinator. We'll see, but they're guys who have done it, and they're guys who have NFL respect, and they're guys who, if they're walking these hallways and talking to players, are guys that the players are going to respond to, and they have some, I guess, credibility within league circles, which I think will be a strong attribute for these guys if they're here.
And it's a decision that could go all the way into Senior Bowl week. And speaking of that, of course, the Jaguars will be coaching the Senior Bowl next week in Mobile. Brian Sexton says it's an advantage to coach for a second year in a row.
Someone asked me at a speaking engagement last week if the Jaguars were embarrassed about coaching in the Senior Bowl for a second consecutive season. They reasoned the worst teams get the assignment on a yearly basis, and that didn't speak well for Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley. My answer came straight from the Bill Belichick playbook. No. Why should they be embarrassed for the chance to go back to Mobile, Alabama next week and have unfettered and unparalleled access to the top senior talent from college football? Need a running back? What about Amir Abdullah from Nebraska? How about a defensive end? Henry Anderson from Stanford and Marcus Golden from Mizzou will be there. Offensive line, Cameron Irving from Florida State and the Collins kid from LSU are there, as are many others at every spot on the field. The experience last year moved them to draft Brandon Linder, Telvin Smith, and Aaron Colvin, all of whom are long-term starters and all of who flash Pro Bowl potential as rookies. They also came away with rookie defensive end Chris Smith, who looks like a nice developmental player, and a few undrafted rookies. Caldwell and Bradley don't care if someone writes an article or talks on some radio show about their being there a second consecutive year. The Jaguars' brain trust cares about winning, and they prove that coaching in the Senior Bowl is a chance to become a winner, not a reason to feel like a loser.
Of course, Senior Bowl week is right around the corner, and it should be a good group again in Mobile this year.
Well, and the Senior Bowl is never going to be a place where the top 10 guys in the draft are there. But this seems like a year where you've got a lot of low-end first-rounders. It seems strong at offensive line. Some of the running backs that could go second and third round are going to be there. Wide receiver looks strong. So, as always, I think you're looking, with the Jaguars selection certainly, second round, third round. And as we saw last year, with them being there, I think you can expect some guys, especially off the South team, just maybe JP, to be on the roster next year.
It's funny how that works.
It does work well, doesn't it?
It really does. Look forward to your coverage all week in Mobile.
I'm looking forward to
full
it.
Full coverage, writing and video right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for this week on Inside the Jaguars.